Yeah, I'm Bill Lohman from Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, out west of Medora. I ranch out here with a family ranch. But I also started the Dakota Cowboy Poetry Gathering, which features poets from North and South Dakota originally, but we also feature poets and singers of the cowboy tradition from a seven-state area. And this year, on Memorial Weekend at Medora at the Civic Center, will be our 35th annual. We even had one last year when the other poetry gatherings around the nation were shut down with COVID. We blew right through it and had a good time. So this is our 35th annual coming up, and I am a poet myself, an entertainer. I've been with the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada, as a charter member poet in 1985, when represented North Dakota as the sole representative from our state, and been with it ever since. So I come home and started the Dakota Cowboy Poetry Gathering a year and a half later, and we've become the oldest ongoing regional gathering in the nation. And we have Memorial Weekend every year, the end of May. On the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Weekend, we have open mic day sessions, both afternoons, of poets and singers of the cowboy tradition. And then each night, Saturday night and Sunday night at 7:30, we have a professional show, a different show each night, and have an assortment of cowboy, cowgirl singers and cowboy poets on there. And it's a fun event. We're a big family, and it's a good time. This year, we have Saturday night, we have featured Jarl Quivale from Dunseith, North Dakota. Actually, a radio announcer man up there, but he's a horseman and does a lot of poetry gatherings around the country. He will be here. And then we have a singer behind him named Kim Harrington from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, that is a tremendous cowboy singer. He'll be out here. I put myself on, Bill Lohman, this year to do cowboy poetry. I don't every year. I like to mix it around. I don't put the same ones on every year. I'll put different ones on, then have these back a few years later. And then to wrap up Saturday night show as anchor, we have the Radio Stars duo, Merrill Pipecorn and Loy Larson from Fargo, that are professional entertainers. And Connie Germanson will be emceeing that. She's a rodeo family from Western North Dakota that writes her own and performs her own songs of rodeo song and stuff. And you'll probably recognize the last name. Her brother Brad won 4 World Saddle Bronc titles. But Connie will do the MC work, and she's a terrific gal in our culture. Sunday night, we have Fran Armstrong. She's a widow of the old bronc rider Dean Armstrong, that's part of the famous six-pack bunch, and has a ranch right next to me here at Medora, North Dakota. We have John Seferl from Fordyce, Nebraska, down across the river from Yankton, South Dakota, that's a terrific singer and a ranch gal. She will be here. Jonathan Oderman, down below me on the river north of Medora on the Little Missouri River, local young guy, family man, rancher, will be doing some poetry. And then we will finish with anchor of Greg Hager from Valley City. And Greg is world known. He's a terrific singer, good family man. He's toured Japan several times and all over the country. And he is really a good singer and a good man in our tradition. That will be emceed by Bob Peterman, a cowboy poet from Weibo, Montana, that has been with us a long time and a good cowboy singer too. So, and then Sunday morning on the day sessions, we didn't know what to do with Sunday morning. Half of them would party half the night, and the other half would want to get up and go to church. So we have a round robin thing where we have cowboy gospel singing from 9:30 till 11:30 Sunday morning. And it's just unorganized. They'll come up and do a song or two, and then if there's time, why, they'll bring it back and do another. And then we call that separating the saints from the sinners. So, and that's got real popular, the Sunday morning cowboy gospel thing. And then again, the afternoon sessions. And out in the hallway where all of the performers have tapes or books and whatnot, and there's a side room display in the Roosevelt Room of the history of our poetry gathering for all 35 years. So it's a good time. It's a good big family. People come and enjoy it every year and share camaraderie. And the funny thing about this is that a lot of a lot of them, if they'll have a poet or a singer on stage, they'll have an entourage of friends and family that will come. And it's contagious. In a year or two, some of those family or friends out in the audience will be up on stage doing their poem. And then they'll bring more friends. So that's kind of how it grows and makes a big family. But it's kind of contagious. But it's real. It's simple. And it's a way of preserving our cowboy culture. The cowboy poetry flourished mainly in the 1880s and 1890s out of Texas into the northern states here to grass with their through steers for entertainment at on the boring drives for the young cowboys at the campfire and or to try to impress a girl when they got to Dodge City or somewhere. And that really flourished then. And then it died out. And the folklorists back in the early, late 70s, early 80s, all over the West, each state folklorist, they wondered where that went to, and they're wondering if it was still alive yet. So they done a study and found out, hey, it's still out there on a contemporary basis. So they set up the first National Poetry Gathering at Elko, Nevada in 1985. They wanted to do it out in a small town, not a big city where it would get lost like Dallas or somewhere. They set it up in Elko, Nevada, which was 7,000 people at the time. It's 35,000 now, and they keep it there because it was a center of cowboy culture in a small enough town that the whole town and community got behind it, and it's really been a fun, successful thing, and it's flourished from there. So that's where we are today with the cowboy poetry. There's also another reason why I started the one here in Medora 35 years ago, representing North Dakota. Back then, at the first two or three national gatherings in the 85, 86, 87, it was a novelty to the national media, but it was covered by freelance writers writing for national magazines, your Post, and or not Post, but Life and People and that, before the electronic media got in there. And there was one writer the first year dubbed Montana cowboy poets as cowboy poets and North Dakota poets as plowboy poets. And I come home with a burr under my saddle under that deal, because there was a lot of cowboy poets in Western North and South Dakota that he was actually snubbing. So I went to work and organized the Dakota Cowboy Poetry Gathering, got a lot of help from the North Dakota Humanities, the North Dakota Arts Council, Horizon Magazine, North Dakota Tourism Director, and from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. I got a bunch of good people behind me, and we got it up and rolling, and it's been running good ever since. So I thank you for it.